It's six. Yeah, yeah. Six.
I just want to thank you.
Well,
for
yeah.
coming today.
Nice. 6:52 p.m. here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not that late yet. So, all is well. Beatrice is right now in Amritsar. She flew to Amritsar yesterday. Wait a minute. Today's what? This morning. Yeah, time's going fast. A lot of things are happening. So she is with her mom. So we'll spend a few days there. And she will come back on her birthday, which is 26th. So she can have birthday there as well as birthday here. And there's a surprise waiting for her. Sambi's idea. He has, with Priya, me, Sambi, as a gift. And Nozomi, Priya, Sambi, and Pri Johnny, mother also. So they have gifted to us a vacation, which we will take in October to beautiful Kerala by the Arabian Ocean. Kerala, where we will visit Kovalam Beach, is a beautiful beach area, and they have reserved for us two locations. Both are beautiful hotels, nice top-class hotels, and Beatrice and I will enjoy. It's about a week trip, so that's coming up.
Sharing a room with you,
Sangha? Oh, yeah, sure. Patrick, come on over. Come on over. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
First class tickets.
Yeah. Okay, first class ticket and everything paid for.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, Patrick. So, anyway, that will be fun. Yes. After that, from 28th of October, Beatrice, Nozomi, and Raj Sutan, Pooja from Rishikesh, and Sushima, who is wife of Ajay from Kanpur, in their mid-30s, this Sushima, will join our trip to Nepal. And Lawrence, Kim, Danny Amber, Helen, and Sukina. Sukina is from the U.S. And Patrick and Christelle are going to join our wonderful, exciting visit to Nepal. And we will meet each other at Kathmandu. We have itinerary in Nepal from Kathmandu to Narayangarh, Bharatpur, Chitwan. That's the name of the area. Chitwan, they call it also Bharatpur, Narayangarh. By flight. Now we are going by flight. And from Narayangarh to Pokhara by flight, and then finally Pokhara to Kathmandu by flight, and Krishna will join us on our flight back to Delhi from Kathmandu. So many great, wonderful things are taking place, and the outreach growth onto the uttermost parts of the world. It's happening. God is adding to the ecclesia. daily, such as should be saved. And leaders' meetings are happening daily now. It came to that kind of level. These leaders meeting at different parts of the country, here, India, Nepal, are happening as each one is willing to and encouraged to be led by God, which is the most profitable way for that person. And focus on God's vision, like Brandon was sharing. Focus and move on God's vision, inspiration, and stay in that. Not to go to the left nor right, just stay with it. And to move in God's vision and direction is not difficult, because God will take care and help us so that we will stay on course. As long as we are willing to move forward to glorify, to enjoy that walk, then God will arrange externally, internally, such a way that we could continue to move on in that wonderful and prosperous journey. Success upon earth. And God is showing us that we are at the same time in the heavenlies, at the right hand of God. So we are bringing the heaven on this earth for people to see. You shall be my witness, as we will utilize this Spirit of God. Then you're going to be my witness. So vision direction, we are able to receive vision direction because God is working. We have the Spirit of God, so we can receive God's wisdom. And we can walk each step, each day. And that vision will become reality. The words, vision, words from God, heavenly vision, words from God, is spiritual. Spiritual words are spiritual. And it becomes physical. As we will walk with God, it becomes visible and exciting, and people will see. They can see the glory of God through you. We are the expressed image of His person, and we are the glory, God's glory, reflection of His glory. And God will continue to encourage us, teach us what to say, what to say. Before the day of Pentecost, the 12 apostles, they're walking the Sabbath walk, and they didn't know Jesus would, after a few moments, would ascend to heaven. They didn't know, but they have seen the miracles and wonders and great things, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God raised Jesus from the dead, and then Him appearing in presence of them and others. And at that time, He was walking with them. And at that time, they were concerned about the political situation and other things. The mind can deviate to left and right and different directions. So they were concerned about the political situation and discussing about this and having the King of Israel with them, the Messiah with them, the Son of God with them. They said, "Hey, when are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Just get rid of these foreigners, these Romans who's controlling us, who's ruling over us. We don't want them to rule. We want the change of the government. And you're the perfect one. You are the Son of God, the Messiah. So when are you going to do that? Jesus, instead of responding and explaining in details, he deflected that question. And he said that the Father, God, he knows when that will take place, when the restoration will take place, restore the kingdom to Israel. But the main focus, that's really important. God's main focus. Yes, in future, these things could happen, and Father knows that. But what's the main thing? You're going to receive power, ability. You are going to receive dunamis, ability, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's the main thing. And you, lambano, use this power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you're going to be my witness, not only in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, but onto the uttermost parts of the world, the vision direction. God wants all mankind to be saved, made whole, to tap into this and use this capability, the Spirit of God, to use the Spirit of God because it's beneficial. The evidence and using of the Spirit of God is given to everyone for profiting. It's in the Greek text, is in gerund. To profit is infinitive, to profit, noun kind of verbal noun, but profiting, it's continuous. This evidencing of the Spirit will give you profiting, continuous profiting. So, Brandon, use the Spirit of God. Use the Spirit of God, receive that vision. Those who don't have the Spirit of God, they cannot use this ability. They're handicapped. Since Adam and Eve's fall, mankind were greatly handicapped. But through our Lord Jesus Christ, we are, again, received that incredible ability. That ability enables us to rule. Adam and Eve, they were made to sit, to rule, but when they lost that ability, handicapped. So, the good old serpent, smart guy, sly guy, he took over and he began to rule and dominated the words, thoughts of the world and deviated them away from the true God and His Word. But now, we are back and receive the Spirit of God so that we can know the things which are freely given to us from God. We are able to know. And He is, our wonderful God, is working. He is working in us, both to will and to do, perform His good pleasure. And we are able to walk with Him. We have access, direct access, and God wants us to use this ability, access, and to receive the wisdom and knowledge, depend upon God. We ask God, not ask mankind, depend upon man, but we depend upon God, and we can give our desires, and desires also God is putting in us. He is energizing, inspiring us, that desire, and we can say, speak. And He's giving us this perception, understanding that we are truly at the highest location in the creation. God has made us to sit at the highest location, the authority seat at the right hand of God to rule. We are the rulers. It's not that, oh, devil's attacking us, oh, they're beating us, oh, we are hopeless and sad, oh, what kind of life we have. Actually, devils are saying that now. They are running away. They're saying, oh, these sons and daughters of God, they are attacking us. They are taking our bread. They're taking our business. They're driving us out from here, there. And they are terrified. They're afraid. You are the devil's worst dream. They're having bad dreams because of us. God is showing us you are that kind of person. As He is, as Christ is, not was, is, so are we here now. You are like that. So we can speak like that. We don't have to speak the words of the world, things happening, and then we agree with that, and everybody agrees with that, and say, oh, it's difficult, how is possible, oh, cancer, this, that. We speak the words from God. And we don't have to feel, we don't have to see that in front of me, in front of us, right in front of us. We don't have to physically hold it so we can say. Faith is substantiation, assurance of things hoped for. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word from God. So, God is giving us these future things that becomes. And we say that as it is done. Faith is the substantiation. And God gives us that encouragement so that we have that faith, confidence. Yes, truly, this shall be manifested. This is going to absolutely evidenced. Things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So saying the future things, hope. Hope is not just the return of Christ and the post-return of Christ. Hope is, yes, that's the part of it, but the hope which we need, God of hope, God of hope, fills your heart with joy, all joy and peace. By believing through the ability of the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit. So God of hope, and He gives us hope every day that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, He may give you the spiritual wisdom and revelation of the knowledge, His knowledge, the perfect one that we need at that moment, at that time, He gives us. God is not saying that you get the wisdom from here, there, but from me, I will give you this spiritual wisdom, so receive it. My knowledge, receive it, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Oh, we are able to see. Oh, okay. Good. When we are in the light, then we are able to and confidently able to walk. Darkness, then it's difficult to walk. But by going to God, receiving that wisdom, revelation, knowledge, that our eyes are being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling. Hope. It's not just the, oh, Christ has come back and then, oh, yeah. Until then, we suffer. We bear, grit our teeth and bear. No, God has made us as He is, triumphant ones. We're super conquerors. For we are God's masterpiece created in Christ Jesus. Onto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in this. So we are totally capable, and devils are afraid, crying. They are praying to God, send Christ soon. Please send Christ soon. We have no place to live. We are hungry. We are in the miserable corner in somewhere, end of the world, or in the moon, I don't know, on the moon. But we want more time. We want more time here, more time, so that more Christs God will raise up. More Christs. We want more Christs, more Christs. And He is adding to us daily such as should be made whole, should be made whole. Not those who are not ready. But God knows who are the ones who will be inspired by you, who will want what you have, what you're manifesting in this life. God will bring. We don't have to manufacture. We don't have to do witnessing and under-shepherding. We don't have to do that. God is doing that. And God continues to bring to us such as should be saved, the laborers, ready harvest. Plenty of ready harvest all over the world. All over the world. One of the believers in Behran, he's a young guy. He has that desire, I want to speak thy word. So he has connected to one of the women in Croatia and sharing this good news, and she is receiving it. She's very happy, blessed. So that is going on. And through this guy, many people are saved in Fiji Island. And he's never been there. They want him to come over. So, God is giving to us. He's working in him for that direction, vision. And he's working out there in Behran. But that his expectation. He received that word. And he has that hope of things. Faith is the substantiation of things hoped for. Those things he's hoping and enjoying. He has joy. God of hope is filling in his heart. Joy. So right focus. Not to the left, not to the right. But stay with God. And he keeps us forward each day, step by step. And we have blast. Every day, super conqueror. And once in a while, these typhoons and tornadoes and hurricane kind of thing happen. We don't confess these things as dreadful. Yeah, some people say, yeah, this is dangerous, this and that. But we know that God is with us. Elisha and Gehazi. Elisha was troublesome to Syrians. The king of Syria wasn't happy. And figure out where Elisha was staying at that time and send the full force, the military, not just few guys, but entire military battalion, I don't know, something like that, to capture this one guy. And Gehazi walked up and went outside, and he saw this multitude of the host of Syria army. And he goes, whoa. And he just ran back and told that situation to Elisha. Master, master, this thing is happening. And Elisha, he didn't receive those words and became afraid. So we don't have to do that. God is showing us, you don't have to do that. Fear not. Many times, fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. He is the Almighty God. The host of angels, mighty angels, are also with us. And Elisha prayed to Jehovah, okay, please open the eyes of this my servant, Gehazi. And God opened his eyes, and he was able to see a mighty host of angels, fiery, powerful angels. And Elisha just said, okay, smite their eyes or something so that they could not see, all these soldiers couldn't see. And you know all the rest. So that's the reality. Two realities of the world, carnal reality, and one is spiritual reality. So which word we speak, which word, which logo we will brand, logo we will receive and promote. So we can all the time say the words from God, the words of hope, words of encouragement to those ones who are ready to go. God is going to bring and continues to bring to us those ready ones. And as God desires, he wants all mankind to be saved, made whole, made happy, blessed, prosperous, and prosperous and healthy, and have a most wonderful life here upon earth. That's what Jesus came to do, to get God's children to live super abundant life. And this is the time, exciting time. Still, multitudes of people are yet to be saved, but we believe that God will, through all of us, billions of people will come to the knowledge of truth. Through mighty signs, wonders, God will do through you, each one of us. So, okay, so that's what I want to share tonight.